Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
As we come back into tomorrow, we hope that you'll swing by intotomorrow.com and check out the video of all of our guests, including this one. We're talking with the founder and CEO of Audality, Paul Raley. Bring us to the speakers themselves and how that has become just as important in order for people to hear what they're producing.
Once we had our musicians, and by the way, we have more than 150 ambassadors traveling the world in groups that are playing our instruments, and you'll be hearing more about some very top tier players that are performing with our stuff. Once we had them happy that we were indeed delivering every bit of the tone, every bit of the sound, and by the way, developing the technology for somebody to use this live in a performance meant that, you know, we also tackled the problem with latency. Okay. So it's delivered quickly. Okay. Yeah. So then we said, let's start it into a line of speakers. So first thing I'm going to show you here, and it's a little difficult to see in the video possibly, but this is a nice high quality bag that come with our first two in our line of speakers for back to the mobility thing. Highly mobile. You can take these anywhere you wish. This is an S1. Okay. Take it to the park, take it to the beach. I'm going to show you. Then you can zip down the front, leave it in its protective case, come around to the back, get to the controls, and then there you go. Okay.
Oh, very cool. So now the speaker can stay in the bag.
It's amazing that we got so much buzz over the bag.
Yeah. That's very cool.
And I'm going to take the S1 out because this is a good example for me to talk to all the line about how they're made.
Okay. Good.
So basically, first thing we did, it's interesting, once you solve the basic problem of delivering the audio quality, then there's a whole raft of second tier things that you have to attack. And that is, what does the market want to see? What does look and feel? What looks good in today's home? So we call it passing the spouse test.
Very good.
Will this be allowed in my home?
Okay. Yeah.
And so we have quite a good industrial design team. And we settled on utilizing bamboo for all our speakers for the first group that are home-based speakers.
Nice.
This is the S1. Okay. And it has 2 4-inch drivers. And you can see it's a ported enclosure. You have your controls at the back. It's very simple. Turn it on. And it's got a gas gauge in the back. Anyway, very simple stuff. Take this speaker and the little transmitter that we developed first for the guitar. Okay. This allows a guitar player to play his guitar straight into his computer.
Oh, so you're holding up for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com, a little USB device. Looks like a little bit larger thumb drive.
Device. Mm-hmm. So we developed that as a tool for the guitar players. And by the way, we have recording studios using this right now to capture what's coming off of the pickup of the instrument in high quality.
Cool.
With a different piece of software and the same hardware, now I can plug this into my MacBook, my PC, anything that uses a Type A. And then, by the way, we have a host of adapters, so you can plug it into everything. It works with any mobile phone. It works with iPhones. It works with Android phones. Now you can transmit from your digital storage of your music and get it to, now get this, up to four of our speakers at the same time from that transmitter.
Okay? Nice.
And that's a different, that's a differentiator from any of the technologies that people are used to. Number one, we're shipping the audio out 24-bit uncompressed audio.
Okay. Yeah. So you're delivering that quality that the musicians originally anticipated and expected their audience to hear.
And expected the audience to hear. And then you can go to, like I said, up to four endpoints at once. And then the range that we get with our wireless connective device is quite extraordinary. It goes well beyond Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. You know, you see the large demo room that we're in here. We're in the second floor of a brick and glass and steel office building. I can place my speakers anywhere in this building and send audio from our demo room here. Okay.
Very cool.
Very good. Very good range. So the S1 gets you in at the entry level. It has interesting features. There's a switch in the back that will let you build your system, if you will, like a Lego blocks. You can just, a lot of people will buy one of these and it comes with the with the gig bag, if you will. My musicians call them gig bags. We call them carry bags. And then you can travel around with it, have it wherever you want. You have stereo. And with the switch in the center position, you actually get true stereo. You get left and right, and you can actually hear channel separation. Very, very high quality. And by the way, each of our speakers contains also a state-of-the-art amplifier that we design that matches to our wireless.
Oh, very nice. Even better. Now, I'm assuming that this whole S series, like the one you're showing us, not only sound great and work very well in a home environment as well, and it makes me kind of wonder, how does it compare to things like Sonos and that kind of product?
Right. So one of the things, and you'll find that I'm very careful about how I don't disparage anybody else's products or things. And Sonos has built quite a successful company. But what we've done differently is we're truly wireless. You don't have to be on a home network. You don't have to be on a Wi-Fi network. Sonos, we tell people, anything that utilizes Wi-Fi as the background is not truly a wireless network, okay, really. You got to be hooked up to the router. You're tethered there, number one. Number two, we deliver the audio from our little transmitter in the timely manner, and it's a guaranteed delivery of the audio in that timely manner. Once you go on a Wi-Fi network, it's not deterministic. You don't know when it's actually going to hit, and there's a lot of work that has to be done to coordinate those speakers. You don't have any of that with our system.
And how are they comparative price-wise?
So they're very similar, and the marketing team has defined a whole product line for us, okay? So we have the S1s that I showed you. We move up the line, and I would invite people to look at Audality.com. All these products are up there, and you can see them. So the S1 is our entry level, and that's $399.95. Comes with the transmitter and adapters, and it's 100-watt amp in this box.
100 watts in that little speaker enclosure.
Yeah, and you know, wow. We talk about it. It's, you know, the funny thing about all of that, you being in audio, you never really use anywhere near
Of course not.
Wattage,
no.
Okay? You just don't.
And if you do, your ears are bleeding.
Very, very efficient. Because of the amplifiers we design, and we design and run on batteries, these speakers will run all weekend, anywhere you are, playing at any level you want. And they'll put out over 100 dB of sound pressure, even on our little guy, okay?
Wow.
So the watts don't really tell the story. People like to talk about 100 watts of music power and all, that's fine. The real thing that people hear when they play it, they say, that sounds huge, and it does, okay? Yeah. So that's our entry level. We did not want to place it. We do not compete with the cheap Bluetooth speakers. If you want that, then you should go buy that. Okay?
Yeah, because then
this
you're getting cheap Bluetooth speakers.
Uncompressed audio delivered.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And then the next up the line, we have an S3 that you can see in the back. That's got a 6-inch driver. And once you move to the S3, you move into our line into something that we really love, and that's our ribbon tweeters get introduced to the mix. Okay. The S3 has the same features as the S1. It has a larger main driver that's 6.5 inches. It introduces you to our 4-inch ribbon, which is a very beautiful. I love ribbon tweeters. I've been building guitar amps and speakers for 40 something years, and the ribbon got done right is something special. Then you move up the line to the S5, which is the larger box below the S3 back here. The S5 has a 10-inch driver. The S5 then has our 4-inch tweeter, but now you have a 225-watt audio capability. The S5s, we have successfully used outdoors for events quite well. They really project. And let's face it, everybody wants more power, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So that's what the S5 does for you.
Terrific.
And that, yeah. And then so the S1 is at $399. The S3 is a $599. The S5 moves you to $899. And then what we have now is our top of the line speaker for now is the S7. And that's the three-way you see back there. And that three-way is in several recording studios right now. And it's actually being used to produce a music right now because of the purity of the sound. That gives you a 225-watt amplifier. All of our products are battery-powered. Now, when they're in the home, you can leave them plugged in to the little small charger we have. That's fine. But they're all designed to run autonomous, totally wireless. And you can run S7s for 10, 12 hours straight on one battery charge.
Very nice. And we're fast running out of time, but I wanted to make sure and at least get this in. Do you also have subwoofers? Because you've got all these great speakers and ribbon tweeters and so forth. What are you doing for bass?
Well, the S7, the S5 and the S7 in particular have very large bass.
Of course.
But stay tuned.
I love it. See, a man after my heart there with all verbiage audio. I love it. Paul is the founder and CEO of Audality. And, of course, visit audality.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. I love your animation, your ability to show and talk about the products. And we'll get you back on soon because we will stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Good to have you.
It's our pleasure. Intotomorrow.com, and we'll be back with more, bringing you further into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network, visit us at intotomorrow.com.